I want to tell you my secret. Well, it's not a secret. But I love to play hide and seek. I've always loved to play. And when I play, I have a favorite location. That's the secret. When I'm playing, my favorite place to hide is the bathtub with the shower curtain pulled closed. And when it takes someone a long time to find me, I don't stick my toe out, but I will occasionally make a noise because I want to be found. Boop! Boop! Gotta give some clues sometimes. We come to Community Day to make sacred sounds of song, chant, and drum. We come to Community Day to connect holy text, breath, memory, and future. Perhaps most importantly, we come so that we can be found and to find others. Too many people struggle with a paucity of meaningful relationships. After divorce breaks his heart, a man moves from town to town thinking he's not really good enough for anyone, including new friends. A successful businesswoman receives great rewards and feedback in her work, but doesn't understand why her female coworkers bond with each other, and she feels left out. A freshman in high school does well in her classes and theater program, but doesn't really know herself. So the other kids have a hard time truly connecting with her. In our beloved community, these struggles resonate and encourage us to practice what George Eliot talked about when he said, "Friendship is the joy, the inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pouring all right out as they are, chaff and grain together, confident that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keeping what is worth keeping, and with a breath of comfort, blowing the rest away." And we know that just because you believe in loving friendships doesn't mean you're a master in the practice. In the 1830s, Ralph Waldo Emerson, the premier Unitarian philosopher, rode the national speaking circuit. Emerson spoke profoundly about the importance of friendships, and in reality, that was his weakness. Emerson believed human beings attain maximum intellectual and spiritual connections, not with each other in person, but with a universal mind and oversoul, which actually resides above, somewhere above, in the firmament. Emerson never shook his belief that living mortals have to descend to the lower and less fulfilling arena in order to actually be with each other. So he didn't want to go there to be with his fellows. Today, over 175 years after Emerson, our Facebook nation echoes the same challenges. In a world where many average 400 Facebook friends, most people have at most one or two actual, reliable, face-to-face friends. Real friendships do not exist only up in the heavens or only on social media. Meaningful friendships exist right here in the search and find, stand and fall, walk and limp of our lives. Friendships in beloved community involve nutritious giving and receiving, rather than a stale diet of the bread. I did this, so I am owed that. Here, we embrace the enigmatic gospel, which is quite often the person who is helping benefits more in the exchange. I came to help you, and the interaction enriched my day. Friendships in safe community like this one bestow benefits in physical health, physical health. Dr. Andrea Pennington runs an institute for health and wellness, and Dr. Pennington points out that isolation in infants often leads to their depression and stunts emotional health. For adults, she writes, the data and their own clinical intuition suggest that fostering and maintaining friendships reduces health complications and improves quality of life. Heart risk and other stress-related ailments are reduced with healthy social bonds. People with strong friendships are often better suited for breaking unhealthy habits like smoking. I believe it's always fun to play hide and seek. But the next time you realize that you are hiding for too long, stick out a toe or make a little noise, because we want to find you and we want to be found. When we're together in beloved community, we can pour out our honest words and thoughts, confident that a faithful hand will take them and sift them, keep what's worth keeping, and with a breath of comfort, blow the rest away. When we accept the gift of coming down to where we ought to be, friends help us to discover hidden worlds inside ourselves. Friends help us find new solutions to old problems. When we find ourselves in the place just right, friends help us realize that when we hit the rocks and it's time to either laugh or cry, we should probably do both. Spending time together with spiritual friends increases our health to appreciate amazing grace. Our strength grows for giving blessings to a hurting and gorgeous world. It's wonderful to be with everyone in community.